on a tear.
Hey, let's see what Tom Plum has to say about this. President and CIO over at Plum Funds. The fund, the Plum Balance Fund, PLBBX, up 20% so far this year, up on average 8.5% annually for the past 5 years. Tom joins us from Florida, where it's a lot warmer than it is here in New York City. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing good. I've just been here for a week, but it's been pleasant. It's nice to talk to you, Kim, and good to see you, Carol.
Yeah, great to talk with you as well. How are you?
Doing good. As you said, it's been a good year this year, obviously. The balance fund is for accounts that have stocks and bonds. We've been pretty happy with how it's turned out this year and how it's been the last 10 years.
I will say, year to date, it's in the 91st percentile of its peers. So certainly some outperformance there, Carol.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you got to be like, I'm glad I got NVIDIA
in as my the top fund. Holding.
We have talked a lot about, in fact, our weekend show, which we're getting ready to put to bed, is all about AI. It just feels like, again, another mega dump. We talked with an author of a new book on Jensen Huang and specifically about where NVIDIA is going and so on and so forth. You continue to keep holding on to this. Do you add? Tell us what your strategy is around NVIDIA.
I think it's very difficult to think about trading NVIDIA. My cousin owns horses, and you don't get off them when they're still going. Right now, what we're seeing is a company like NVIDIA is redefining so many things. And, going back to an old Peter Lynch adage, you can't sell a stock because it's doubled or tripled and expect to get a 10-bagger. I think we're going to continue to see them execute. And as long as they're executing, they should stay at a premium multiple. They're definitely going to be volatile. But for us, we would occasionally cut back on it when it gets over 10% of the portfolio. But we really think that any time that it corrects, any time that there's news that adds some concern, even like today where people are talking about China, it's just going to be an opportunity. If you don't have a full position, this would be a time to do it.
Tom, I'm curious what balance means to you guys. Remind our audience, because I'm thinking about some of the names you've got, NVIDIA, Alphabet, Microsoft, Apple. I mean, these are a lot of your mega cap tech names. Some might say, whoa, that's a lot of exposure. How do you think about balanced in terms of the strategy?
Well, we've always went back to an old study that showed that you get about 80% of the return and about 45% of the volatility if you have about 60% in stocks. Then we felt that when you have that relationship, then you have to think about how you're going to use the stocks and bonds to their best avail. So stocks, we think, should be there to grow. And so we're looking for companies that are providing that growth and providing the return that you would want from the stock portfolio. But then stocks are volatile. And so then we look at our bonds, and instead of looking to try to get maximum income return from our bonds, we're looking for our bonds to moderate that volatility so that people can be true long-term shareholders of a company like NVIDIA that occasionally tests you.
So the top holdings in your firm, in your fund, include NVIDIA, Alphabet, Microsoft, MasterCard, Visa. But there's one in there, WEX, that doesn't have the same name recognition. What are you betting on with WEX?
So WEX is one of the largest corporate finance players that allows these fleet managers to use all the types of tools that they need, from making sure that their people out on the road can get the services they need, but not more than they need. They work, have discount agreements with different hotels and fuel places. And then they go right and they put it right into your general ledger. And so it's a true corporate finance business-to-business company. It's not been a performer this year, but it's one that we think has a lot of headwinds this year that are going to turn to tailwinds. One is that they are the benefactor of a lot of this infrastructure build that we're talking about, and they're still at the forefront of using corporate finance and financial technology to benefit and save their clients money.
Hey, I'm also curious, among your top holdings, Tom, includes looking at your major credit card companies, whether it's MasterCard or Visa. I mean, that continues to be an interesting play for you. You've done this for a while.
I think that we've had Visa for 15 years.
Yeah.
We originally started to look at it as a core major holding when we started to see people buying things on the internet. And at that time, Visa told us that 14% of the transactions in America went through Visa unless they were online. And at that time, it was 42% went through Visa. So we felt a company that doesn't have credit risk, has scale, and has in almost a moat that is impossible for others to crack into, that they were going to continue to benefit, and they have through their execution into this corporate finance, business to business, people to business, all those. And we still think they have a runway ahead of them.
Hey, just quickly, 30 seconds, Elf Beauty. It's been on a tear for 5 years here. 5 years. You know, it 161% higher last year. It's a different tone this year. It's down about 9%. Just 30 seconds. You continue to own it.
We've seen this a lot of times where companies go from being, you know, you know, where they grow geometrically, and then they come down to being a very good growth company. It's consolidated this year, but we still think that we're going to see 20% plus growth, and at a 30 multiple, we think it's attractive in an industry where people are going to look for value, and they're looking for quality. And this company's been able to execute doing that, and they're increasing their distribution both domestically and abroad. So we think they're well positioned.
Well, great to check in with you. Happy holidays, and looking forward to talking to you in the new year. That, of course, is Tom Plum, President and CIO at Plum Funds. As we mentioned, the fund up 20% year to date and up on average about 8.5% annually for the past 5 years.